Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
On Kaya959.
With Pimelo Modine.
What's yours? What's
Welcome to Point of View, and thank you so much for being with us. So, I know it's a little bit late, but happy Africa Day. That obviously was a talk of the town all of Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know some of you even went all out to get dressed up, but it's a very, very important moment. And I think what we'll do is we'll give you a sound from the African Union. They had a really wonderful engagement over the weekend, and I think it's important for us to touch base with what it is that they had to say about this very important day. And we are going to be speaking to the Department of Agriculture, because Brazil has got a swine flu problem. And you know, we import a lot of the birds, our chicken from Brazil. So the question is, where will we be getting our chicken? Not to worry. The Poultry Association says, no, they've got this sorted. However, there is a tiny little group of farmers in the country who are saying, look, they themselves are starting to worry about swine flu here in the country, and they don't feel supported. So we have put in a request for Minister Steenhuisen to also respond to that. He wasn't available today, but he's probably going to give us some time tomorrow so that he can allay those fears. But we will be speaking to the Department of Health just to tell us, you know, what contingency plans are in place and how we're going to deal with that. But I want to start here. And this is a commentary by the Minister of Water and Sanitation, who was absolutely scathing of a contractor who was negligent. She wasn't also available today, but we do have the Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation on the line with us, Deputy Minister David Mahlobo. Thank you so much for making time for us again. Good evening and welcome.
No, thank you very much, my sister Pamela, and a very good evening to you and to all your lovely listeners.
I think to begin with, I think it's very, very important to celebrate the moment where we were able to get the Lesotho Highlands water project, up and running again. I know that we had that period where there was a shut-off period for maintenance, and we were a little bit over schedule, but we've made it so far.
No, we are very pleased that our issues of planning for the shutdown, it had a leeway of a 3 months provision, because it was supposed to be 6 months.
Yes.
And we took a little bit longer than that because the inclement weather changed very drastically. We received very, very good rains, which was a blessing, because many of the communities in Free State and in Gauteng in particular, we never wanted them to have difficulties around the question of water, even if we ended up having flooding.
Mm.
But the delays in the main, especially the Kingdom of Lesotho, there were challenges. Now we're very pleased the water has been running there, at least for the Lesotho Phase 1 project. That gives us more than 790 million cubic meters per annum we're receiving them. Now we just have to push the question of the Lesotho Highlands Phase 2.
Mm.
As you are aware, Pamela, it has been delayed unnecessarily too long, for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
But we are actually pulling all the ducks in the road to ensure that at least by the year 2028-29, Gauteng and other provinces, they don't have problems of water.
Mm, and so obviously congratulations goes to the the TCTA. This is obviously the authority that helps and oversees the project as we are obviously trying to roll it out.
We have to congratulate them, but also congratulate our counterparts from Lesotho in the kingdom.
Mm.
Go determined, because they pushed, because it takes two to tango. If they had not completed that complex engineering work of the tunnel on their side, we would not have started receiving the water.
Mm.
And we can pride ourselves that our people, who are normally black people, who are CEOs, them, highly competent individuals that we still have in the public sector, and all those particular engineers and the contractors, they are there. But also our sincere gratitude to the communities that work with us. You know, Free State who have been adversely affected,
yes,
in the main because of the water challenges,
yes,
were to put a plan to say, let's put additional water before we shut down. The dams were full, but many municipalities are very small, struggling them, were to put additional infrastructure like use of groundwater, the boreholes, and then including other mechanisms working with the farmers. Without their cooperation, we could have a number of challenges. In Gauteng, it had nothing to do with the challenges of the shutdown of the tunnel. In the main, is mostly the systematic issues of infrastructure that we're all vested with now.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no need even to release water into the Vaal River system because it never came down,
yes,
to 18% where we could have released. But there was a time when it was hovering around 24%, and we're ready to release the water from the balancing dams from as far as Sterkfontein in the Free State and in KwaZulu-Natal, but at least the system remains healthy. But the fact now that we do have water, our message still remains. We are not out of the woods. South Africans, our call remains that every drop of water we waste, it counts. Someone is looking for that water. Let's use it sparingly.
I mean, as you speak about what could have gone wrong, you know, there would have been people who didn't have water, and that was obviously really well managed since that didn't actually happen, and it was very short-lived for those who struggled with water, and it was managed properly. We do have issues, though, of other contractors who have not been that compliant in how they've managed construction and in how they've managed particularly flow of polluted waste into our rivers. The minister was very, really, really tough on that situation and spoke about how people need to be held accountable.
We are absolutely correct. We're very disappointed. We had to call an urgent meeting when there were newspaper articles that came to the fore about 2 weeks ago, where we learned that a particular contractor called Kopano Master, they were not complying. They are managing the wastewater system in terms of the system on the Lesotho site. They are being managed by the Lesotho Highlands Development Authority on our behalf, because the LSDA is an organization that is managing these particular issues.
Yes.
This contractor gets to be given terms. They don't do what they're supposed to do. They pollute the water. When you pollute the water, you are exposing people into an environment that will be harmful in terms of health. It will have an impact even in terms of the biodiversity, the Hohokies, including all these other issues. Then a responsible decision had to be taken. They were stopped after they ignored these particular issues. Then the minister called the meeting. We all attended. We put them on terms. They had to put a remedial action plan, something that is very simple that they couldn't do. Then from there, they started putting it on the weekend. We got positive results. That suspension of this contractor, they are coming back to work, and it had an impact on the people who were working on the project for some time, because they had to go home and the project was being delayed, but not the entire project, because this is about the Lesotho Highlands Phase 2.
Yes.
But there are serious matters we're also discussing between ourselves and the Basotho's around the question of contractors that are working on a joint project, that they must act in a responsible way in terms of environmental provision. They must also respect the treaty, that the people of South African Basotho must have opportunities around issues of enterprise development, issues of skills development, including issues of employment. Because of some of our concerns, we have taken a decision that on quarterly basis, the two ministers will convene the meeting where the commissions, which is both the Lesotho Highlands Commission, where we have our representatives, including this agency called LSDA, which is managing the project on our side, will have to account. And we're very pleased that even Parliament on the other day, they managed to go to Lesotho. Even tomorrow, we'll be in the portfolio committee, we'll be discussing their report about their finding on the Lesotho Highlands. And President Yawem, he went there with ministers as part of the Bi-National Commission, and the issue of water and the delivery project on the Lesotho Highlands is an important matter, including how the Basotho's in terms of hydro are going to participate and benefit. Let's try the Minister of Water and sanitation, Comrade Payment, Comrade Sputa, Minister of Electricity and Energy, who are re-looking at the question of the review of the treaty that exists so that we can enhance those economic cooperation around water and electricity.
How are they not complying with the treaty? Are they ignoring the locals in incorporating them into the project?
There have been concerns. There have been concerns. There are certain elements of compliance, but there are areas where we are not satisfied.
Yes.
One of the things that, as a matter of fact, some of these companies are international organizations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They have a reputation.
Mm-hmm.
But when they come to our shores, they use the reputation in terms of the capability or the experience of a company. They get the work.
Mm.
But when it comes to the deployment now, in terms of this project, they are not deploying the best of the best, because that issue that we're referring to, of where there were incidents of pollution, poor management.
Yes.
And company that works for an international project, it must never happen.
Absolutely.
And these are some of the issues to say that, no, we need to tighten them up. But the CEO who's working for us, which a CEO appointed in terms of the agency, including the commissioners, in terms of governance, they need to tighten them up. But to strengthen them, we are putting this mechanism of having an oversight politically without interfering on the operation on quarterly basis. And we must keep South Africans informed, because imagine if this water does not actually get delivered in South Africa by the financial year 28-29. What will be the implications in Gauteng when the population has grown? Our GDP must grow. And water cannot be an impediment to where everybody wants to invest. They will ask you, do you have the infrastructure for water? Do you have infrastructure for electricity? And we started to say, we're not ready. Then they will actually move somewhere else, because they will go to countries that can provide that foundation, which is network industry.
So the deadline was given by the minister that by the 26th, they needed to have sorted this this problem out. You said you got a report yesterday. Have they closed completely the flow of the pollution, or where? What's the situation right now?
One of the things that I don't have the latest report now, except that I know that they put certain instrumentation that were them, so that they can be able to deal with the question of the pollutants that were actually being discharged. And then after they put all the mechanical issues that they were supposed to deal with them there, because it's not about the structure, which is civil works, and it's just an issue of operation and maintenance. What we have asked our director generals and our teams is just to monitor the effluent, because the only way we can monitor that the effluent meets the required standard is just to have the laboratory test results, and then we'll push them that in the next few days we get the lab results just to demonstrate that there is a proper evidence. But at least what we're very happy is that they have started to put measures. In the past, they couldn't even put the measures that we're supposed to put on just managing an issue of a discharge and how their entire system was up, because they are just managing only four wastewater treatment works, and they are not of big sizes.
I mean, are we able to quantify how much has affected the rivers, the nearby streams and rivers?
At this stage, I'll be lying. Yes. I don't have the microbial results or chemical results.
Sure.
But when we get to them, it's important. But in the most important aspect, also there is an issue of communities. We must always warn communities that are affected by those particular issues. But in the main, this incident is not happening at the South Africa side.
Yes.
It was happening at the jurisdiction of the Kingdom of Lesotho. That's why we're working very closely with them in terms of their environmental compliance issues. But on our side, our biggest concern was that they are polluting water. And if the water is polluted from that side, there's a highly likelihood that it will impact on the water that comes here.
Absolutely.
And when it comes here, it will be expensive to treat it.
Yeah.
But at the very same time, they're holding back our project. Imagine more than 1,300 workers that they had to actually go home.
Goodness.
What if they started to actually stop the project on the basis that they are term contract workers? If you don't work, you don't get paid.
Absolutely. Very disappointed. But thank you. I mean, I think it's commendable that the minister has called them out and that there's transparency around all of this. So thank you. And I think anyway, we're really glad that there was now completion of the shutdown. And we are now moving straight ahead. And I think this is important that we're going to keep holding them accountable. But thank you very much, Deputy Minister, for talking to us.
Thank you very much. The next few days, we'll be discussing the issues of scheduled maintenance that will affect Gauteng by rainwater. We'll also be transparent in communicating with citizens and how the Gauteng government and municipalities, we must be able to work together, even if there are those inconveniences, because maintenance is a necessary convenience, so that at least the infrastructure can be useful for a longer time period.
Yeah, I think everybody welcomes it. As long as we're all on the same page, I think it's important for the maintenance to carry through. Thank you very much, Deputy Minister. Thanks very much for your time.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.